We are joined here today by Ace Perrin from ESAC. He just graduated not too long ago, and he's going to be taking his talents over to Coe College over in Cedar Rapids. Ace, first of all, congratulations for making it to the next level, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ace, again, it's great to be talking with you about your decision to be running at the next level. But I wanted to ask you, of course, you just wrapped up your senior season over at ESAC for track. Talk to me what your final season was like.
You know, we practiced like most of the days inside, and because the weather, unfortunately, we didn't have much practices outside, and then most of our meets got canceled, actually. So practices were a bit rough at the beginning of the season, and then we finally got in the groove and started practicing outside and getting a little better as a team.
Yeah, and talk to me just about that. You know, this season was kind of all over the place when it came to actual meets. Like you said, you guys practiced a lot more probably than you had meets. So how did that kind of affect you guys as a team and you as an individual when it came to running?
Well, it took a little while for some people to get in shape, get in the groove to start running the races again.
Absolutely. And the one thing I wanted to ask you before we get kind of talking about you going to the next level, I found a little bit of a profile on a website called Next College Student Athlete. You said you started running right around the seventh grade. You've gotten a lot of really great feedback from your coaches and from your teammates. So talk to me about how you use that to get better in track, and just talk to me a little bit about the moment you realized that you wanted to take your talents to the next level.
Yeah, so it did actually start in like seventh grade. I just found a really huge liking for track, and it started with hurdles. I noticed I was really good at them, so I just kept pushing forward to that. And then once I got into high school, I started lifting a little bit, trying to get faster. And then I was like, yep, I really want to do this in college. So
track has always kind of been the big one. Was there any other sports that you've liked throughout the years that you thought you might have a chance to go out and compete at the next level at?
Not really any other sports I kind of pushed myself in besides track.
Gotcha. Okay. So obviously kind of the big reveal is that you're going to be heading off to Coe College here in August. You'll be having your move-in day here very, very soon. So talk to me about the recruiting process. Obviously you knew you wanted to run it at the seventh grade. You wanted to run in college. When did that recruiting process kind of start for you?
So about last year, I believe I made a profile on that NCSA and started looking towards colleges that would I'd like to run at. So I was looking around Iowa and a couple other states for a college that kind of just fit me well. And I believe it was the beginning of this year, I went up to Coe just to visit, not planning on actually going there and attending there. Mm-hmm. And I really liked their indoor stadium with their track and just their whole their track team and everything. Mm-hmm. It was just very nice.
Talk to me just about the other colleges you had your eyes on. You mentioned the fact that you were kind of looking out of state a little bit. So what were some of those other colleges that piqued your interest?
There was one in Illinois, I believe. I can't remember the name of it right now. And then there was another one, a community college. It was Hawkeye in Cedar Falls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And obviously you decided upon Coe College. You liked the stadium. You liked the team there. So was it kind of you reaching out to Coe, or was it the kind of the coaches recruiting you? Who kind of reached out to who first?
I have been getting emails from that profile I made from Coe, and I never really thought about that school until I went up there again. And then I asked the admissions if I could just talk to the coach, you know, and we had a very good talk about everything on the team in the weight room. So, yeah,
absolutely. A great campus over there in Cedar Rapids. It's kind of a drive away from home, but close enough that you can go home and do laundry at. So talk to me just about what you're hoping to do in college. Obviously, you're going to be running in different events. What are some of those events you're hoping to compete at over in Coe?
So this year in track, I was actually training for the 400 hurdles, and I really enjoyed that a lot. Just trying to get better and lowering my time a bit. So I'm planning on talking to the coach about running the 400 hurdles for sure, and then maybe some sprinting events.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously you're going to Coe not just for athletics, but also for the academics as well. Talk to me what you're going to be studying over in Coe, and what about the campus really drove you to it?
I'm planning on studying criminal justice at Co. And then the campus was really nice. It just felt all close together, and just the food places were nice and everything.
Absolutely. Obviously, you're going to be joining a really good class from our Carroll Broadcasting area of athletes that are going to the next level. Talk to me just about some advice you would give to anyone who's looking to make it to the next level. What are some things you would recommend to do before they sign somewhere, or maybe up to the point where they become a senior? What are some things you would recommend them doing?
Well, if someone were to look forward into going to the next level, I'd say definitely train. And just when you look at this college that you plan on going to, make sure it feels like home, because you're going to be there for a little bit, a little while, and just make some friends, I guess.
Absolutely. One last thing for you, Ace. Obviously, you graduated from ESAC. Congratulations, obviously, on that great accomplishment.
Thank
What are
you.
some things you're going to remember from your time at ESAC?
All the memories, like playing PE with all my friends, or just the funny moments in class, I'm definitely gonna remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ace, obviously, as myself, a BV grad, I won't hold it against you that you go into Co. All jokes aside, congratulations on making your decision to go run at Co. Hopefully, we'll be up there to see you at some point competing, and hopefully, you'll do a really great job up in Co.
All right, thanks so much.